This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress calls on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to pave way for CPNUML Chair Oli to lead new government. Hurricane Beryl causes immense destruction in Caribbean, killing 6 people. And 12 people die in Israeli air raid on safe zone. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress has called on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to pave way for the formation of new government under the leadership of CPNUML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat informed Nepali Congress Central Execution Committee meeting held today at Budanil Kanta-based residence of party president Sher Bahadur Dewa decided on this matter. Informing about the decision of the meeting, spokesperson Dr. Mahat said that it would be appropriate for Prime Minister Dahal to pave the way for a new government after the two major parties of the federal parliament, Nepali Congress and CPNUML, agreed to form a new government. An agreement was reached between the Congress and the CPNUML on Monday for the equalization of power. Group suggestions on the political document, the socialist program, the party statute and organizational document are to be presented in today's session under the 10th National General Convention of the CPN Unified Socialist. The 12 groups will be presenting in the meeting their suggestions that have been synthesized from the group discussions. The documents would be endorsed along with the revisions after the team leaders of the respective groups present their suggestions. Also today, the 1,849 delegates of the General Convention will elect a 299-member working committee. Chair of CPNUML K.P. Sharma Oli emphasized the need for dialogue and joint efforts among major political parties during the challenging times for the nation. In a recent interview with RSS, Chair Oli stated that unity among political parties is essential to find solution and ensure the country's progress. Chair Oli highlighted the history of collaboration among CPNUML, Nepali Congress and Maoist Center in addressing national issues and stressed the importance of continuing such cooperation. A high-level committee led by former Secretary Shankar Koirala, formed by the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, has recommended bringing Nepali academic institutions affiliated with foreign educational institutions under legal oversight. In the report drafted by the expert committee, the committee has recommended that the institution should be brought within the purview of the legislation and the educational institutions not coming under law should be shut down. The Council of Ministers meeting held on last April 26 had formed the committee. The committee's report was made public through the Education Ministry's website on Tuesday. Presently, 32 A-level and 59 undergraduate and postgraduate educational institutions are being operated under the affiliation of foreign educational institution. Landslide has obstructed Saljhandi-Dhorpatan road section. Tourists visiting Dhorpatan Hunting Reserve have been stranded following the obstruction of the road. The road section was obstructed by a landslide occurred at Musunde Dhorpatan Municipality 9 following the incessant rainfall. Acting Mayor of Dhorpatan Municipality, Dhan Bahadur Kayath, shared that landslide has taken place at different places along the road leading to Dhorpatan via Burtibang Bazaar. Monsoon rains in Sankua Sava have displaced 43 families with landslide destroying 20 sheds. 2 people died and 6 sustained injury due to the disaster. Flood and landslides damaged 6 bridges and roads affecting Kosi Highway and rural areas as well as electricity projects. Chief District Officer Dubra Bahadur Karga reported severe damage to water sources and electricity poles in Khandbari Municipality. Landslide also impacted food crops. The Supreme Court has fixed the date to continue hearing a writ petition filed against Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamichhani today. Supreme Court Assistant Spokesperson Govinda Ghimire said the Supreme Court has given the time today as the hearing was not completed yesterday. The Lamjum section of the Besi Sahar Chame Road stretch, which has been blocked since Tuesday evening due to landslide at various places, has come into operation. According to Police Inspector Thaneshwar Chapai, traffic operation has resumed in the district after landslide were removed this morning. Similarly, the vehicles came into operation after the landslide debris was removed. The CPN-UML has invited political parties represented in the parliament to join the next government of national consensus. The secretariat meeting held on Tuesday at the party office Jassal decided to call upon parties to join the government of national consensus that will be formed under the leadership of CPN-UML chair KP Sharma Oli as per the agreement reached with the Nepali Congress. Meanwhile, the meeting also requested Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to pave the way for the formation of a consensus government according to Article 76(2) of the Constitution. The Salt Trading Corporation Limited has hiked the price of salt. The Ionoon or iodized salt being sold out from the corporation has gone up by Rs. 3 per kilogram. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. An Israeli air attack has killed 12 Palestinians, including 9 members of one family, in a designated safe zone. The UN estimates that up to 250,000 people have been affected by Israel's military order for people to leave areas near the southern city of Khan Yunis. World Health Organization representative Rick Peppercorn says after hundreds of sick and wounded people fled the European hospital in Khan Yunis, only 3 patients remained there. Hurricane Beryl is barreling towards Jamaica after killing at least 6 people across the region in southeastern Caribbean. According to Al Jazeera, Beryl, the earliest storm on record to reach Category 5, was expected to start losing intensity on Tuesday evening. However, forecasters said it would still be an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm when it passes near Jamaica on Wednesday. Australia's largest business group, the Business Council of Australia, has warned that the government's plan to cut international student intake at universities will damage the economy. The Business Council of Australia said cutting Australia's international student intake will hurt the economy without fixing the country's housing supply shortage. The governing Labour Party in May revealed plans to cut the number of new international students allowed to enroll at universities as part of a broader strategy to cut Australia's record-high intake of migrants. Flood in Assam has so far claimed 38 lives as 3 people died after drowning in flood waters in the last 24 hours. According to the flood report of Assam State Disaster Management Authority, on July 2, 2 people died in Tinsukia district, while 1 died in Dhimaji district, and the total death toll has mounted to 38. The flood situation in the state on Tuesday has turned more critical as over 11 lakh people in 28 districts have been affected. At least 116 people have been killed in a crush at a religious gathering in northern India. The BBC reports the incident took place at a satsang, a Hindu religious event in Hathras district in Uttar Pradesh state. The victims, including a large number of women and some children, are still being identified. It is not yet clear what led to the crush. Witnesses said the exit was too narrow and when people were leaving, a fierce dust storm led to confusion and panic, causing many people to become trampled. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. There are chances of heavy rainfall at few places of all provinces. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon wind throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress calls on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda to pave way for the CPN-UML chair Oli to lead new government. Hurricane Beryl causes immense destruction in Caribbean, killing 6 people. And 12 people die in Israeli air raid on safe zone. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.